Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 7th of March. On Monday, US President Trump imposed a heavy tax burden on US consumers with tariffs on products from Mexico and Canada. Yesterday, Trump sounded the retreat and partially lifted those taxes where they apply to products compliant with the revised NAFTA trade deal, the exemption lasting until the 2nd of April. Markets will just assume that the taxes will not be applied after this point because the Trump administration seems very reluctant to tax US consumers in a visible way. US farmers, who have been hit by several government policies recently, also received some additional relief with a lower tax on imports of Canadian potash. Not all the tax has gone. US consumers buying products not covered by the revised NAFTA deal are going to have to find 27.5% of the price to pay to the US government. That includes some cars, for instance. Autos are now experiencing their fourth distinct tax regime this week. Overall, the economic cost of this week's repeat retreat on taxes has been quite high. January's large US trade deficit was partially driven by gold imports, but also by US companies stockpiling in anticipation of these threatened taxes. Financial market volatility and confusion from corporates has economic consequences, and at least some investors are questioning whether there is any kind of coherent policy plan. We get the US employment report today. This is not likely to show the effects of Trump megadonor Musk's attempts to cut government employment, in part because federal government is such a small part of overall employment. The people will also not likely be captured until later surveys. The rehiring of government workers that it turns out the government actually needs will also affect the data further down the line. The employment hit from federal government layoffs is more likely to be felt in second-round effects anyway. Companies that rely directly or indirectly on government activity, for instance. Tourism businesses might be affected by job cuts at the National Park Service, to give an obvious example. This month's data is therefore expected to be benign, with a stable unemployment rate. There will be some ongoing distortions from the aftermath of the California fires. Elsewhere, China's February trade data was somewhat disappointing, with exports weaker than expected and imports falling. That is not necessarily a signal of strong domestic consumer spending, although consumers elsewhere have shown strength in services rather than rushing to buy goods. German January factory orders data, due today, provides another glimpse at this same consumer trend. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.